We love the Hunger Games trilogy for many reasons. It offers us a strong and resourceful heroine, Katniss Everdeen, whom we all admire and aspire to be like. It constantly leaves us on tenterhooks with its blend of thrilling action and captivating romance. It gives us the opportunity to grow alongside the main characters as they come to understand themselves and their world more deeply. And it's packed with memorable scenes that touch our emotions and stay with us long after we've put the books down. Who will ever forget Peter Mallark's declaration of love during his interview with Caesar Flickerman? Katniss's strewing of Rue's body with flowers in the arena, or the explosion outside President Snow's palace that upends our heroine's world, and ours as well. These scenes and many others are revisited and reflected on at length in the pages of this book. Yes, there's much to love about the Hunger Games trilogy, but one of the biggest reasons we're so excited about this amazing series is that it's about something especially dear to those of us who produce this book, the quest for truth. The Hunger Games trilogy tells the story of how an intrepid girl named Katniss peels away the layers of lies that swaddle her world and discovers the truth beneath its many deceptive facades. Falseness abounds in Panem, and not just in the capital, where a prettifying cosmetic veneer can really disguise the hideousness dwelling inside its residents. In a world of false appearances, Katniss is on fire with the philosopher's love of truth that impels her to question everyone and everything, reducing all of the subterfuges to cinders so that only the naked and often painful truth remains. If you love the Hunger Games trilogy as much as we do, perhaps that same fire burns in you. Our goal in this book is to explore as deeply as we can this fantastic, grotesque, and yet disturbingly familiar world that has gripped our imaginations as we've journeyed with Katniss, standing by her side as she has fought, loved, and reflected on the meaning of the tumultuous events in her life. In the course of this journey, there's a good chance that you laughed when Peeta made gentle but insightful jokes, or outraged and repulsed by the cruel actions of President Snow, and cried, or at least fought back tears, as Katniss often must do more than a few times. Although the story takes place in a post-apocalyptic world that in many ways seems impossibly distant from our own, the hopes, fears, and desires that drive these characters are really no different from the passions that sway us all. And so these books speak deeply to us, not just about the life of an imaginary and amazing girl, but also about ourselves and our own hardships and aspirations. That's where philosophy comes in. Reflecting on the Hunger Games trilogy can be a doorway that leads to thinking about our own lives. There's another famous doorway associated with thinking, near the birthplace of Western philosophy in ancient Greece. At the entrance to a temple dedicated to the god Apollo in the city of Delphi, someone had inscribed two sayings, "Know thyself," and "Nothing in excess," that many ancient philosophers took to be pithy summaries of the wisdom we need to live well. Clearly, the residents of the capital have missed the boat when it comes to avoiding excess, and they don't seem very self-aware, unlike Katniss, whose life has taught her the importance of self-control, and who continually examines her motivations. It's her relentlessly skeptical spirit that propels her growth and wisdom. Katniss's hunger for answers is contagious. As we ponder the parallels between her world and ours, we, too, are beset by a swarm of questions that descend on us like a horde of tracker-jackers bursting from their nest.